Ruling class can't be trusted with security. Eric Bile, from the December issue of D-Link's Socialist/Lutsocialist, newspapers of the Socialist Party's sister party in Belgium. In Brussels, the metro shut down for almost a full week. Subway stations, schools, and universities were closed. All shops in the main shopping street were closed. Heavily armed police and soldiers took to the streets, and armored vehicles were positioned at key locations in the city. The threat was that Paris terrorists suspect Abdeslam, who's still on the run, would detonate a belt bomb at one of these crowded places. But if the metro was closed, then why not the north-south railway axis that goes underground for miles in the center of Brussels? If the risk was so high, why were the tram and bus drivers expected to be running those risks? Understandably, bus drivers from Ninove and Ilbeek refused to drive their buses into the capital. Many workers are worried. However, we cannot let the right-wing government and politicians dominate the political agenda. If we consider how this government deals with our wages, our benefits and our job security, we should have no confidence to entrust them with our security. The Walloon Transport Minister, D'Antonio, from the Christian Democrat CDH, called the regional strike in Hainaut on the 23rd of November inappropriate in these times of terror, and threatened to reconsider the state's subsidies to the public transport company TEC. For the Flemish nationalists who lead the government ENVA, it is all the fault of the Islamo-socialists. If government and politicians now call for national unity, it is to cover up their own failures and use this mocker screen of racism, stigmatization of deprived neighborhoods and suspicion of refugees to divide working people and their families, in order to weaken them. If the labor movement does not respond, we can expect a tsunami of reactionary ideas and actions. In Paris, the state of emergency imposed by President Hollande following the ISIS terrorist attacks has been used by riot police to break up public protests ahead of the UN climate change summit. Activists have also been put under house arrest, making a mockery of government claims to defend democratic values,